Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that the idea of confess is to say the same thing as. Well, let's pick up with that thought today. We sometimes have a hard time accepting the forgiveness for ourselves. Maybe it's because we did a very terrible sin, either before or after our salvation. I mean, you might have committed it before your salvation, but it still just eats away because Satan brings it to your mind to condemn and defeat you. How could God use you, somebody that was like that? And it keeps you from having the joy of the Lord as you listen to Satan on those things. Now, we need to go back to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 9, where it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light." Now, we've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. So we received him as our Savior. We walk in that light. If we walk in the light, as he said in John 8:12, "Any man follow me, he shall not walk in darkness." So you walk in his light according to his word. You follow his word, directed by his word, prayer, meditation in his word, obedience to what he tells you to do. You do that. Then he says, we have fellowship one with another. That is, we're fellowshipping with others who walk in light. We'll have fellowship. Now, the word fellowship, it's not talking about a party. It's what it has there, just getting together and having some refreshments. But no, a fellowship in the Bible is referring to a partnership. And so you have a partnership with one another. It's like in England where they have the fellowships to universities and they work together. They give a student a fellowship. He gives his work to the school and the school takes care of his needs as well. So it's called a fellowship. They're working together. And so he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, as Jesus demonstrated it and walked it for us, we have fellowship with one another. Now listen to this next phrase in verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now think of that. When I got saved, I knew that the blood of Jesus had paid the penalty for all my sin for all time. I believe that when he told Mary Magdalene, "Touch me not," there after the resurrection, he was ascending to heaven to put his blood on the mercy seat for our sin. That's why when I sin as a Christian, because I still have this old nature, then I'm cleansed from that sin by that blood that is in the mercy seat. So he says in verse 9, if we confess our sins. Now, the idea of the word confess is to say the same thing as. The idea then is that we want to not only be forgiven, we want it to forsake it. We want it removed from us. We want its power removed from us. Especially if we're addicted to a certain sin. And so, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now we see a twofold problem. Number one, we have the wrong mind. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, we read this. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now again, he's calling us there to total submission. Total submission. So again, in everything, prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, you let the request be made known to him, just like Psalm 62:8 also said, pour out your heart to him. Then the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then he says in the very next verse of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, don't think on the things of fleshly feelings. Don't think on the things of feelings or on things that are something besides what God gives. Let your thinking be on the things of God, and let God's word be the measure of those things. Therefore, when he says, whatsoever things are true, don't say, well, I feel it's true. No. You make sure it's true. I remember some people getting just very, very upset in the Christian school one year. A couple were engaged to be married. The young lady was the teacher. And the man that's going to marry, he's a good Christian man. He led a couple souls to the Lord that year. And I say, a guy that works out in the secular world and he's leading people to the Lord and people he works with, I think that's a good indication that the man loves the Lord. But sometimes in the morning, he would bring coffee for his fiancée to drink before school. Sometimes, as just like some husbands would come in to lunch and have lunch with their wives at the table there where the kids were in their classrooms, this young man would come in and have lunch with his fiance. Now, others had done this before, and the same people had said nothing, but this was something new. Now, they got all up in a stir. When it finally reached me, they were telling me about it, and I says, now, so the big problem is, he's bringing her coffee in the morning. Yeah, that's it. He's bringing her coffee to drink in the morning, before school. Yeah. I said, is she with child? I says, if that coffee didn't make her with child, then I really think you're barking up a fleshly tree of jealousy and some other things that are there. So I said, you know, you'd just be better to leave the fake news alone. Now, some people say, yeah, that is kind of childish. Others kind of would get their fur all humped up and all that, but that's all right. That's all right. You see, you can't keep your eyes on them. You got to keep your eyes on the Word of God. Now, so is it true? Okay. If something questionable, you ask, is it true according to the Word of God? Is it honest? Or does it use deception? I've seen so many preachers use deception in ministry. And, you know, I remember one preacher saying, they really did me wrong at that former church. I mean, that they just did me so wrong. Now, I had one. I couldn't figure out what it was that was done wrong to them. So I finally said, what was it? Well, the last 6 months we were there, the pastor's wife never one time came up to my wife and just said how much she was going to miss you. I said, I saw her giving her a hug when y'all were getting ready to leave and said something to her about it. Oh, yeah, well, she's fine the day we left. But up till then, she wasn't saying that. I'm laughing in myself, inside myself. I'm thinking, you're going to pastor a church? And that's maturity? You see, that just wasn't honest. What sort of things are just? If it goes along with the Word of God, it's just. What sort of things are pure? It's not of the flesh. You see, when people say, can't we have contemporary music in church? No, it's not pure. The sound is not pure. Can't we dress in a certain way to church? No, it's not pure. What sort of things are lovely? Now, not lovely by the flesh standard, but lovely by the standard of Jesus Christ. You say, well, what is that standard? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, proving what is that good, holy, acceptable will of God. You see, those are the things that are lovely in God's sight. What sort of things be of good report? That is, on God's ledger, not on man's ledger. Then he says, if there is any virtue, measure it by the word of God. If there be any praise, it brings glory to God. He says, then think on those things, meditate on them. Because it'll line up the word of God, and it'll help you to get to know the person of God all the more. You see, you need to begin to think and meditate in his word. If God forgave it, don't bring it up again. Just bring up verse 8 as a test, whatever it is, and you'll see that that past thing, God forgave it. Don't worry about it. You did what you're supposed to do, then don't worry about it at all. Now, Satan, he does not really care about you, but he'll make you think he does. You see, his work does not meet lovely, that is, the loveliness of Christ in our heart.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.